I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fine. Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Junkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Absolutely not. We wait for Gray.
Come on, guys. Answers are not there. I need magic to open the box. Hand it over, and then pop it open and see what can happen.
Major Bakersfield, there are voices that you can hear. Some familiar, some not. They sound like maybe they're coming from the next room, but it's hard to tell. Your head hurts. Your whole body hurts. You're starting to remember being dragged by a car. There's something tight around your chest. It feels like you're tied to something. Everything is black, but you realize it's because your eyes are closed. You try to open them, but it feels like they weigh about 1,000,000 pounds.
Absolutely not. We wait for Gray.
Ah, come on, Goddard. The answers are right there. We don't need magic to open a box. Just hand it over. I can crack it open and we'll see what's inside.
Mr. Dawkins, what throughout all your experience with any of this makes you believe that it is not the height of idiocy to open a strange box extracted from the basement of an insane wizard without some kind of arcane protection in place?
Ah!
Major Bakersfield, you're trying to open your eyes. There's a small crack of light, but then they shut again. A little more hazy light, then darkness again. Come on, Bakersfield, you can do this. They didn't call you Mr. Strong Eyelids in the war for nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm down to one eyelid.
All right, Major Bakersfield, I want you to make a con check.
Ooh. I'm going to roll an 80, guys. Here it goes.
Connie.
Just constant.
First 80 of them. You shut your face.
Communism.
Communism. Ooh, I rolled a 10.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a liar.
Out of, I'm a liar. I rolled 1,000.
Out of
what
nine.
Is my con? 50, baby.
Woo, that's an extreme.
You see that, Seth? I rolled 100.
Okay. Love it. Major Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Digging back and remembering the strength you once had in your eyelids as Mr. Strong Eyelids in the war. You managed to pry open and lift the million-pound weights that seem to be resting on your eye. And as the room starts to come into focus, it looks like it's about midday, maybe, with light coming through windows around you. It appears you're in some sort of parlor or drawing room, maybe, though you're not sure if you've ever been to a place fancy enough to have a drawing room. But you also realize you're currently tied to a chair. As you wiggle back and forth a little bit, testing your bonds, they feel to be fairly tight. Looking around, everything's coming into focus. You see a couch, there's a fireplace in here. It's a very fancy room, obviously. And whoever owns this place is quite wealthy. There's a door off to your left on the wall next to the fireplace. And it sounds like that's where the voices are coming from that you've been hearing.
Is the fireplace lit?
Oh, it's lit.
It's not.
Dang it.
There's still some sleeting rain hitting the windows outside. And judging by the time of day, it doesn't appear that too much time has passed since you were accosted by your friend, Billy McConnell, and then suddenly woke up here. You hear the voices. There's a little bit of arguing going back and forth. You hear one of them speak up again.
Ah, McConnell, just give me the box.
Dawkins!
Relax, Goddard. I just want to look at it.
Mr. Black, would you go check on our guest? If he's awake, then perhaps he can give us some answers on this.
Sure thing, boss.
I triple dog dare you to open it! Uh-oh, it's the deadlight box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you go ahead.
What happened to the deadlight box?
Yeah, I'm now realizing you guys have a deadlight box that I actually kind of forgotten about.
McConnell, come on.
Billy, I want you to roll a pow check.
Oh, it's time to pow. Yeah.
Wake up, Billy, wake up. I say, wake.
You know what song's going through Billy's head when he wakes up, right?
Oh, don't make Abe doesn't even have his dice ready.
What a noob.
What is this, your first game?
What is this,
noob? What a noob.
Oh, my gosh. Whose alarm just went off?
Amateur hour.
Who?
What is this, your first
alarm?
Recording session?
Oh, my word.
Willard?
Oh, my Willard.
Whose alarm went off? You're fired.
Gosh dang it,
Pete.
Okay. I'm ready for a pow check.
Good luck.
Can we use your basement?
Have fun storming the castle.
All right, Billy. You wake up from that...
Orange storm in the castle.
That sexy fantasy you're having. And come save me.
I'm excited for him to drop his dice.
Nope. On the table they go. I rolled a 70.
Out of what?
Which is a success.
Out of 90. Okay.
Yeah, his pow.
Oh, yeah, because Abe has like a 80 million.
It's like 94.
Yeah, 1,000. 1,000 pow.
Friggin' Abel. Oh, yeah, okay. That is a success, Mr. McConnell.
Detective McConnell.
Sorry, my bad. Detective.
I thought you said you were ready.
All right, start over. Start the recording over.
Redo.
I apologize. Okay. All right, Billy. That's a success.
Wait.
So, Billy, You hear wake, and you realize you're in a different dimension. No. Billy, since you've arrived at Goddard's, the location you were ordered to come to, you've been able to feel your awareness returning around the edge of this strange, awakened, unconscious state that you've been in since you stepped out at the top of the stairs at Corbett's basement. And now, with this direct challenge to your instructions, you can feel that crack opening wider, and you're starting to recognize the people standing around you. First, you recognize your friend, Dr. Simeon,
what up?
Standing next to you in what appears to be the foyer or receiving room of a very well-appointed, high-class residence. Lots of hardwood floors and paneling. Everything smells of leather-bound books and rich mahogany. Another figure that you didn't recognize just left the room after receiving an order from who you are now realizing is Erastus Goddard. And you inwardly flinch at flashes of the horrific scene at the hospital the night before. Lastly, standing directly in front of you with his hand out, you recognize the figure of Ezekiel Dawkins, former constable of the town of New Salem.
Whoa.
Or current constable of the former town of New Salem. Take your pick.
I remember.
So that's where you got.
Detective Billy McConnell, you have several compulsions warring inside of you right now. One very powerful, but also fading, that is pushing you to follow a very specific order to give this box to Goodman Gray. And this is compelling you to hold on to the box until the letter of your mandate can be fulfilled. This is combined with the revulsion you are now feeling for the man standing before you. A snake, and a dangerous one, who you are pretty convinced murdered his former employer, Jedediah Marsh, the mayor of New Salem. But there is another feeling, also very strong, that wants to do whatever it can to rebel against these orders that have been mystically forced upon you. There is a low inferno of rage burning deep inside you from the betrayal you were already forced to enact, and this rage is screaming for defiance. So the question here now is, Billy, do you give him the box?
Don't give him the box.
What's in the box?
He's going to find his wife's head in there.
I have enough control of my faculties to decide.
Yeah. You have those two warring impulses inside you.
Open the box.
You have...
Kill everyone.
Or, you know, you have the order to give that box to Goodman Gray. It's very strong, but it is weakening. And also, you have the natural impulse that you don't want to give this away anyway, especially not to somebody like Ezekiel Dawkins.
Give it away, give it away now.
This spell that's wrapped over you and has been compelling you to act for the last little while has ignited this fire inside of you that just wants to rebel and defy whatever order that was given you to fight. So, Billy.
Oh.
I give him the box.
You give him the box?
I give him the box.
Well, that was anticlimactic. Okay.
And then he asks him, what's in the box?
My inward battle.
Okay.
Yeah, back and forth.
It's all a cruel ploy. All
right.
And then...
So...
That's a cruel ploy.
Your pow check that you succeeded gave you enough awareness here now to realize all this. You're going to need to make one more pow check to see if you can resist...
Come on, Billy.
...the...
Save
magical
me,
compulsion
Billy.
That was set on you earlier.
Billy, save me.
Come on, Billy. There's a reason you got high, pal.
100.
Let's see, 79.
Oh.
Okay. Billy and the Iron Will. So, Billy, fighting against that compulsion within you, you let that rage burn over everything else. And it drives your arm up to pass the small lockbox over to Ezekiel Dawkins, who takes it with a little half-smile on his face. But Billy, you feel something else in your mind at that moment break. And after he takes the box,
there's a Kit Kat bar.
You notice your hands and arms now can move freely.
I punch him in the face.
Major Bakersfield.
Yeah.
You hear the door open beside you, off to your left. What do you do?
I pretend to be knocked out still.
Okay. So,
but I
you
keep
see
one
somebody
eye
start.
Peaked.
Perfect.
Slightly open.
Perfect. Nice, nice. So you see somebody come walking over, and he's like, I can see you're awake. You're keeping your only good eye open.
Nah, I'm faking it. They didn't call me Major Fakersfield in the war for nothing. All right, I open my eye. Yeah? What do you
so
want?
He
you here to untie me?
So he walks in, stands in front of you, and squats down a little bit and looks in your face.
I spit
and
on
you. Recognize this man standing in front of you?
It's your dad.
You saw him.
My dad.
Actually, just yesterday. Standing before you is none other than Devin Black.
Ooh.
He's the guy you tortured.
Oh, you here to stab me now?
My, how the turntables.
Do your worst. I've had
you
worse.
You know, I was thinking about it. So hiya, pal. I see you remember me.
Yeah, I stabbed you first.
But yeah, he reaches up, he kind of rubs his shoulder, and he says, pretty sure I owe you one.
Bring it on, wuss bag.
Also looks like somebody's already been laying into you pretty good since the last time we met.
Yeah, it was me.
And he kind of pushes on your...
You ever netted a car?
Yeah, you ever netted a car before? Sorry, all right, keep going.
You want to know how I got these cars?
That was so stupid! Oh,
I netted them.
Yeah, what are you here for, Devin?
Right, so,
what do you want?
Bakersfield.
Let's do this.
What's this box that you guys got here?
Why don't you open it and find out?
Why don't you eat up and we'll tell you?
Why don't you take a bite of your burger?
We will. We will. Don't you worry. What is it?
It's a deadlight.
The heck is a deadlight?
It's a light that kills everybody. Deadlight.
Oh.
What do you think?
It's right there in the name.
Open the box. See if I'm telling the truth. But wait, let me draw something on your forehead real quick.
A deadlight, huh? Yeah. Then why don't you tell me another one, Bakersfield? What is it? Come on, tell the truth.
It's a light of dead.
Why do you...
All right, Bakersfield, I want you to roll a fast talk.
I'm not telling you nothing. All right, I'm going to roll a fast talk.
Maybe he'll see if he'll believe that it's a deadlight.
Oh, I've got a 5%. 81, I failed horribly.
Why would that be a fast talk?
Because I'm trying to convince him of the truth.
Yeah, he's telling him
the
truth.
The closer he is to the truth, the farther away he is from
harm.
Danger.
From harm. I feel like that would be a persuade since he's telling him the truth.
Yeah, but I did it really fast.
He's not telling him the truth. There
isn't
a deadlight in
the box. It's not a deadlight box.
It's not a deadlight box.
I don't know what the box is.
It's a box we got out of Corbett's basement.
But
yeah, you don't know that.
Or maybe it is a deadlock box. I guess you guys don't know yet.
I don't know what box they're talking about. Why don't you bring the box in here? Let me take a good long look at it.
Gwyneth
What's
Paltrow's
in the box?
Head. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head, obviously.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It's my wife's head. Does that make you feel better? They cut it off. Put it in a box. Tried to make me kill him so that he could get his way.
And Morgan Freeman tried to not get me to look in the box.
That's what Corbin did?
But I said, what's in the box? All right, let's go back to the first scene. Can we take it from the top?
What's in the box?
What's in the box from the top?
I can't give it to you because the guys from the first scene already took it.
All right. No, I legit tell him, how do I know what's in the box if I don't know what the box is? What box are you talking about?
The box.
Yeah, how'd you find out about it?
He told me about it. That's how I know. Told me about the box.
Get away from that box.
All right, look. This is a Corbett thing. We knew you guys went over there.
I didn't
went
go over
there. Corbett. What is this? What is this thing? Why do you want it?
I don't know. Corbett wanted it.
For what? He didn't tell you why?
Nah. You think we'd help Corbett out? That box is for us. It's got secrets, obviously. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah, you are pretty bad at this.
I'm not going to tell you nothing, Devin. If you want answers from me, then you're going to have to make me talk, and I don't talk easily.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Wait a minute.
Field.
Wait a minute, though. I'm pretty low on health.
He pulls out a switchblade.
Well, hold on now. All right, hold on.
Yeah, what? You going to talk now, Bakersfield?
Look, nothing's wrong with the box. Just open it.
You see the switchblade opens. He pulls it right in front of his face, presses the button, and it snaps open between you.
Can I summon Slotty Botfost in my mind without speaking the words vocally?
If you remember, that spell takes about 30 minutes to cast.
No, I don't care. I got all the time in the world. He's got 30 minutes to break me. He's got 30. All right,
I'm going to keep stabbing you. You start talking. We'll see who runs out first.
But for real, can I summon Slotty?
Okay. You can try and start casting the spell. Don't you got to do a circle and a ritual and stuff?
I don't know how to do the circle anymore. That was only the first time.
He did it while he was driving last time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you do have to, speak a ritual. You have to spend a bunch of magic points and sanity. Depending on how many points and sanity you spend, I think the sanity is set. Depending on how many magic points you spend, increases your chance of succeeding on summoning Slotty Botfost. And then you have to blow a whistle.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the whistle. Can I whistle myself? All right.
No, you know, whistle.
I'm guessing you probably usually keep the whistle on your person since it's one of your, weapons. But I'm guessing it's probably in your pocket or something. And not necessarily something easy for you to reach.
Guess I'm going to have to.
All right, Bakersfield.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah, I'm talking right now.
What is the box?
It's a box, obviously. That's what it is. Do you want to know
what?
It's a box. You said, what's the box?
Crying out loud.
It's a box.
He takes the switchblade.
All right, come down close. Come closer. I'll whisper. I don't want the others over here, so come close. I'm going to whisper it in your ear.
So he takes the switchblade up and kind of runs it up your shirt and puts it right about the spot where you stabbed him.
All right.
He's like, this is about right, huh, Bakersfield?
A little bit down.
Is this
lower.
How you do it?
A little bit, a little farther down.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Yeah, right there. Now you got it. Yeah, right there.
The right spot?
Right there.
All right.
I bite his hand. I legit bite his hand.
Try to bite his hand?
His hand or his head?
His hand. I'm gonna bite it off.
Bites his nose off.
I don't know. How else am I gonna get it? I have 5 hit points. And all right, fine. I'll play nice. Yeah, that's the right spot. Yeah, right there.
You can try and bite him if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, dude, bite his hand off.
All right, I'm biting his hand.
Yeah, right for bite.
He's going to stab me anyway. I may as well, annoy him first.
All right, okay.
A biting brawl?
So. I'm going to need you to roll a biting brawl.
What's the biting damage for biting?
Obviously, a
D20. Bakersfield. So here's the issue, though. You are currently tied to a chair.
Not my head.
So you are at severe disadvantage.
He's in biting range, though, right? If he's, by my shoulder, I can bite him.
I'm practicing.
I mean, how well am I tied to this chair?
You feel pretty secure. You haven't tested it that much before he came
He's
in.
He's holding the knife right here.
He's like right here, so.
Yeah, that's totally biting range.
You could absolutely
you're in biting range.
Also, he would take him by surprise.
Okay. I would, yeah, he's
I'm
not
going to allow
disadvantage.
Yes! No, I didn't.
Bakersfield, I'm going to allow you to attempt to bite Devin Black on his hand right now.
Oh, yeah.
But you are have to go, you're going to have to roll a biting brawl.
Yes.
They don't call him Mr. Longneck
penalty
and
dice.
The war for no
two.
Reason.
He's right there.
Two. And he's catching two. Him by surprise. That should negate at least one with a petting dice.
He's nowhere.
Right, what's your dex?
My dex is 800.
It's like 1,000.
My dex is 60.
Auto bite.
You're what?
Yeah. 60.
And he has a very long neck.
Kay.
Very long.
His dex is also 60.
All right, I'm going to roll him.
Which side of his blind eye is he poking him? This is double disadvantage. If it's his blind eye,
obviously it's not my blind. He wants me to see it.
Not blind. How am
I? Devin, you gotta move. You gotta move to the other shoulder because I can't see where exactly. If you really want me to, if you want my honest opinion,
you sick pervert.
If you want my honest opinion of where, if it's the right spot, you're gonna have to move over to the other. So yeah, right there. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
All right. Can you see? Can you see it? It's right here. This is the right spot.
I don't think Alex wants me to bite him.
No, I would love for you to bite him. I just feel like you guys, I'm always cutting you guys breaks for talking me into stupid things.
Okay, well, I just don't understand why at least two penalty die when he's right there. I mean,
All right. One penalty.
All right, fine. I'll take one.
One penalty die since you talked him into moving it on the side of your good eye.
Well, plus, he didn't have any advantage on the netting the car. He destroyed himself.
I hate you. Donovan, zip it. No more. I'm drawing the line. Discussion is over.
All right. I rolled a regular success. 61 out of 69.
Mother goose.
Oh, yeah, let's drop the dice.
I hate this game.
That means I succeed.
Seeing on all fronts this time. All right, what'd you get, Bakersfield?
I got a regular success. 61 out of 69.
Okay. All right, I rolled a 21.
Oh.
That's a hard success for Devin Black.
Wait, I roll 4. I add 50 luck.
He bites his forearm in half.
So, Bakersfield, as you attempt to snatch down and bite Devin Black's hand as he is pressing the knife point into your shoulder, he's a little too fast for you, and he jerks away. And so,
I fake a cough to make it seem like I wasn't really trying to bite him. Sorry, Devin.
And so, Major Bakersfield, the knife doesn't go quite as deep as it might have. But you are going to take 1 point of damage.
Oh. No.
Switchblade.
That's just a flesh wound.
Stabs half into point. Your shoulder. As he snatches his hand back,
I'm gonna bring it back,
leaving the knife stuck in your shoulder.
Oh, I bite it out.
Though, as I said, maybe not quite as deep as he was intending.
I catch it with my lap.
As it droops a little bit. And he snatches it and he's like, yeah, what'd they call you, Mr. Bitey Man in the War or something?
Whoa, how'd you know?
Mr. Chomper.
Jeez.
No, it was actually Mr. Chomper mouth.
As you let out, what'd you say?
It's actually Mr. Chomper's mouth.
It was a dumb joke.
Okay. And he,
so dumb.
So he snatches back and he's looking and he's just like, oh man. You're a wild one, Bakersfield. And then you hear from the other room, since there's a bunch of commotion in here and Bakersfield, you growling and screaming a little bit. From attempting to bite and then being stabbed. You hear from the other room the voice of, I guess you don't know who the voice is, actually. Mr. Black, what is going on? Get in here.
He's stabbing me in here. Let me out.
Yeah, don't worry, Bakersfield. There's more where that came from. I'll be right back.
Untie me and I'll open that box for you.
Yes, sir. I'm coming.
I tip my chair over and knock him over. And
he gets...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying he gets up and is leaving the room. Do you want to tip your chair over and attempt to knock him over?
Wait, did he pick his knife up?
He did not.
All right. Hurry back, honey. I say that to him.
Yeah, you just hear him mumbling under his breath.
Yes, sir. What do you need?
He goes in, shuts the door.
All right, I pick up his knife with my mouth.
So, Major Bakersfield, you are currently tied to a chair. Your hands are tied down to your side. Like, so they're not, like, tied behind your back. They're tied, like, down to your side.
Yeah,
like,
rookies.
Your hands are on your laps. On your lap is how I pictured it in my head.
All right. So if I tip over my chair, can I reach the knife with my hand?
If you tip over the chair?
Yeah, can I move at all with my feet, or are they pretty secure? Like,
You can kind of move your feet, yeah. You can wiggle back and forth a bit.
Kind of stand up, hunched over?
Yeah.
And, like, walk around the room?
Is it a wooden chair? Start bouncing.
It's a wooden chair, yeah.
I bounce on it.
So, you bounce on it? Okay. So, Bakersfield, you start to bounce up and down. The knife in your shoulder...
Oh, wait. For some reason, I thought it fell out.
It causes...
No, alright, I might...
No, it didn't... It's still stuck in. I just said it didn't stick in very far, so it kind of drooped a little bit when he let go of it.
Alright, can I bite it out with my
mouth? As you bounce up and down a little bit, it shakes a little bit more in your... shoulder as it wiggles up and down a little bit more. And
all right, I kind of like tilt my shoulder to try and like knock it into my lap.
Okay, so yeah, as you start shimmying
my back wiener! And forth,
Black, what did you do to his wiener?
He castrated me. I'm a eunuch.
So, Bakersfield, as you start wiggling back and forth, it hurts as this knife cuts a little bit more as it's working its way out of this wound in your shoulder. But after a couple seconds, the switchblade drops free and lands in your lap.
Oh, crap. Now what do I do?
Well, Bakersfield, as I said, your hands are tied in front of you. Your hands are kind of on your lap, maybe off to, like, on the side of your legs. But where the knife dropped, it does appear that maybe by shimmying your hand a little bit.
All right, I shimmy.
It might just be within reach.
Oh, I shimmy. I shimmy can't stand your bits.
Major Bakersfield, nice. As you shimmy and you hear these voices, your hand moves just enough to clasp around the handle of the bloody switchblade in your lap.
All right, can I, like, start cutting the rope on my hand? Keep shimmying
you can start
my hand?
Cutting.
I'm cutting. And I start digging.
Okay.
I'm digging.
So, yeah, the ropes are, like... So, Bakersfield, it's like your arms are tied to your body. And they're going around your whole body, and your arms are just tied, like, tight to your body. So, you're able to shift them a little bit.
Okay.
So, you grab it, and so you have... like ropes going across your stomach and your waist and then kind of going up your chest. So by tilting the knife up, you're able to start sawing away at the ropes wrapped around you.
Oh yeah. Devin Black isn't gonna know what hit him. I'm gonna stab his other shoulder when it comes back.
Why don't you try to kill him instead?
Just wanna make him mad first.
Stab his eye out.
Dr. Simeon.
Present.
So, your orders are conflicting inside of you. They always were, but the more you've had to fight them, and the more time that is passing, the greater the conflict grows. And now that you have fulfilled part of your instructions, you have arrived at the Goddard Mansion in North Arkham. And the men here are not Goodman Gray, but others. Adversaries and enemies. and they are making demands of you that you do not know you can meet. Seeing the demand made of your accomplice, another challenge to the spell is causing yet another inward struggle. You feel as though the conflict is coming to a breaking point. So, Dr. Simeon, I need you to make a POW check.
Oh, nice.
Let's go, Simi.
Here we go. 67, success.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, dang. You guys are, like, on point for your roles this time.
Yeah.
After last game...
The doctor is in.
The Actually, Dr. Simeon, the doctor is in.
Oh, nice.
As suddenly you feel something break in your mind, and your awareness suddenly feels like it is your own again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You look, you see Billy McConnell, you see Devin Black. You don't know Devin Black. You see another man come walking into the room and talk to Erastus Goddard, discussing the actions that have taken place in the room next to you as you heard grunting and screaming coming from the door just behind you.
Oh. Where am I?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, McConnell and Dr. Simeon, you guys are both standing on what appears to be a foyer.
It's a foyer?
Or like, receiving room. Yeah. It's very nice in here. Hardwood floors, lots of wood paneling. Like I said, smells of leather-bound books and rich mahogany.
And pee.
There's artwork on the walls. There are some pictures on the wall. There's the entrance. The front entrance is just directly in front of you guys. There are some stairs directly behind you that look like they lead up to a second floor. There's also a door behind you and to the right, where you heard the grunts and screams coming from. In this room is Dr. Simeon, Billy McConnell, and now another man that neither of you guys know. That is the one that went into the other room. But also you recognize Ezekiel Dawkins from New Jerusalem and Erastus Goddard, who you saw for the first time and met for the first time last night at the hospital. Ezekiel's currently holding the lockbox, or a lockbox, Simi, you haven't seen, though you're assuming that's what Billy retrieved from Corbett's basement. He's just looking it over, he's kind of looking around the edges and stuff, and Erastus Goddard is not taking it from him, though he looks pretty nervous as he keeps glancing sideways over at Dawkins while he's doing this, while he's having a discussion with the other man.
Okay.
Do we just come to, or do we have some kind of awareness of what we were doing?
Yeah, so as your awareness comes back and you do feel the last remnants of that spell break away, you remember everything that led up to this point. And so you now remember, you don't remember, there's still a lot that's hazy after Goodman Gray cast the spell on you at the hospital.
Yeah.
Since you both were in shock at the time. And so a lot of that's really hazy, and especially like your time sitting in the waiting room and your drive back to Dr. Simeon's house is still very hazy in your memory. It's all just kind of running together, and it's very dreamlike.
Wait, who has the box again? Sorry.
Ezekiel Dawkins is currently holding the box. He was the constable back in New Jerusalem, if you guys remember him.
Yeah.
So he worked like directly for the mayor, and he was, you know, the cop
right
of the town.
So we I remember choking out Bakersfield.
Yeah, you remember choking out Bakersfield and bringing him into the house. Dr. Simeon, I don't remember the order of events. Simeon got here first. Yeah, Simeon, you got here first and you came inside.
And then I don't know if I remember Bakersfield beating the crap out of himself trying to get to me.
Yeah, that stuff's kind of hazy because it was just happening around the edge and you didn't really have to do anything as he just failed and fumbled over himself a whole bunch. But you took the jewelry making supplies, and that's when the spell, at least in your mind, felt like you had enough good information and things to bring to Goodman Gray. And so that's when the spell finally clicked in.
And
took effect.
So the jewelry making stuff is what's in the box, right? That's what I grabbed.
No, it's the Corbett stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so. When you came in, you just walked right into the house, and Erastus Goddard and Ezekiel Dawkins were here in this front room. And they both looked shocked as you came in, and they were like, what are you doing here, doctor? And then you came in, and you asked where Goodman Gray was. And they said he wasn't here. And so then you just kind of came in and then stood off to the side. And
one thing
it seems
another.
Like they at least had an inkling of what's going on. Though they've tried to ask you some questions and ask what you have, but the spell has been keeping you guys from really divulging a lot of information to them since the spell was cast by Goodman Gray and he said to bring everything to him directly.
Oh.
So after you were standing there for just a couple minutes, Dr. Simeon, Billy McConnell arrived dragging Major Bakersfield in through the front door, where he was deposited on the floor, and that's when the other man came in. There was again a bunch of commotion, and they dragged Bakersfield off into that room behind you. And
do we know that they? Okay. Do I remember that's them about, doing that? Dragging
yes,
Bakersfield.
You do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he still has the jewelry making stuff in his possession.
Yeah, Simi, you like just kind of have it in your pocket. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I want to still kind of play dumb. Like
me
I'm
too.
Still under the spell, or did they notice me come out of it?
Not from what you can tell.
Okay, I'm just going to...
They've seemed a little preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm going to play dumb like I'm still under it and just observe and see... wait for an opening or just wait till I see like there's a good direction that I can take.
Okay.
I'm going to command the wizard, Dr. Simeon. Black.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Can you do that with just your mind? Or is that...
No, he's going to have to... You're going to have to speak.
I mean, you can like say the command, right? That's... But like, is there any like...
You have to preface it with
Do you have to make eye contact? I don't remember the...
They're,
not necessarily.
They're not
going to
know.
I think they just have to be... They have to be, like, near to you enough to hear you, and you have to say it in a language they can understand.
Okay.
It has to be an understandable command.
Right.
So, okay. Well, I'm trying to think ahead real quick. What am I going to ask him to do? I wouldn't actually know what he was.
Man, as soon as Devin left, I should have started casting the Slotty spell. Sorry, go ahead.
So, I command Major Bakersfield to start doing the Slotty spell. We're still waiting for Goodman Gray, though. We know that.
Yeah.
So I don't see any, it doesn't make sense for me to do that. Kind of want to see what happens. So yeah, I do what Billy does and just play, I still play dumb and like I'm still in the trance.
Okay.
Not that I know that's what Billy's doing.
Right, yeah.
I'm just guessing.
You guys are doing an eyeball conversation?
Yeah.
Are you guys trying to like get each other's attention?
Yeah, I nut tap him.
If I can look at him and like make eye contact without them noticing me, then yeah, I'm totally.
Because they're preoccupied right now. They're not really looking at us.
It's true. Everybody is a bit preoccupied. You guys are kind of standing side by side, so you might have to like shuffle a little bit to be able to, or you know, glance off to the side. Mm. So you will have to be a little bit sneaky.
Okay. I reach over and pinch his butt.
All right.
Okay.
I fart to let him know I felt his butt pinch. I shuffle over. And I whisper at the corner of my mouth, Billy! 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 Can you hear me?
It's me, Daddy? Simeon!
It's me, Simeon!
That was the sound of a tool chest falling down the stairs!
No, I just...
Okay, so you guys could try to make like a... I don't know. What do you guys want to try?
Maybe a stealth?
Like a stealth or a sleight of hand?
Stealth eye.
Maybe?
Sleight of eye.
I got a good stealth. I mean, I got a bad stealth.
I don't think either of you guys are very good
at
stealth.
Yeah, my stealth's not great.
I got 29 on stealth.
Well, yeah, I want to watch until I see an opportunity.
Oh, well, can I roll?
If there's a point when they're... Both their backs are gonna turn. I'm gonna turn and look directly at Simeon. That's it. Just turn and look at him.
Okay. Why don't you guys roll a spot hidden?
Okay.
And this will count for you guys kind of looking for an opening that will give you an advantage.
13.
Possibly.
Hard success.
Forming
24.
It. Okay. Cool.
24.
All right.
13.
So there are a few things that you notice actually looking around. One thing that catches your eye, you didn't notice it last night, but it kind of stands out because it seems a little out of place. Erastus Goddard, he dresses nicely, but he's not flashy. He doesn't even really... He has a watch, but it's a pretty plain watch, which is actually kind of surprising considering the fine watch that they bought for his son. But on his hand is a pretty gaudy ring.
A Goddardy ring?
Yeah, a Goddard ring.
Hey! I think that's going to be a repeated joke.
No, that
so,
is.
So, here you go. Here you go. I'll show it to you guys.
Ooh. That is Goddard.
So, it has a lot of intricate... It has a lot of intricate designs on it with a large stone set in the center. Almost like a class ring, but not like any class ring you've ever seen.
I dibs it once we kill him.
Should I make you guys roll to see what kind of stone it is?
Roll a geology.
Geology
it
check.
Looks like it
looks. Why don't you guys just both roll like an intelligence check?
Because
it's not necessarily like
it's an expensive stone.
It does look expensive. Okay. Because like lots of people know
31
precious stones just by looking at them. You don't have to be a geologist.
79. Yeah, I failed.
Okay. I got a 31 out of 70. That's a hard success.
Okay, Dr. Simeon, you recognize that stone as Alexandrite.
Billy!
Of course you'd pick that.
Billy! Yeah. It's Alexandrite stone on his finger!
Anyways, it just kind of stands out and catches your eye as it's like glinting in the light. And it just seems out of place because he doesn't really wear any other jewelry. And then to have a ring like this big.
Wait, is Alexandrite a stone? Or are you just trying to put your name in the game?
No, it's real.
No, it's a real stone. It looks just like that. That's Alexandrite. It has that green and purple... like shifting color
is
to it.
Is it fancy? I've never even heard of it before.
It looks pretty fancy to me.
You haven't? It's like birthstone.
It's not like super expensive. It's not like diamond or anything or anything like that. It's one of the less expensive precious stones.
Because it's called Alex.
Is there
boom roasted
a spell that we
oh roasted.
You're cheap.
Cheap.
Is there a spell that we can learn that it's, gives yeah, us Alexandrite skin?
Oh, why? Because it won't work?
Let's hope so.
It gives you minus hit points.
Okay. Another thing that also just catches your guy's eye while you're in here.
Those are cool.
Is a photograph on the wall.
Look at this photograph!
Yeah.
Every time I see the layout!
Shut up.
Ooh.
Jeez. Look at that joke. It's a real dead horse.
give me a brick. I'm going to beat that dead horse.
Characters wearing dog tags.
Holy crap. Look at Stubbs and Fish. Little Mo with the gimpy leg. Stumps. Holy crap, dude.
Can I zoom in more?
Yeah, it's a photo of everyone you've been smooching with.
I'd like to zoom in on the picture.
Cliff.
It's a lie. There should be an hour or a magnifying glass if you hover.
Dude, who's that
ugly?
Who's that
freaking ugly guy?
Is that guy missing an eye?
Which guy?
That Bakersfield photobomb that.
Looks like the guy's eye is hanging out of his head.
Bakersfield photobomb.
Dude in the middle is scary.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so you do recognize a few of the figures in this photo. One of them is Erastus Goddard. You also recognize the figure of Mayor Seidel. So the photo is of a group of
Grays.
Finely dressed gentlemen that are standing in front of a large building that appears to be Arkham City Hall. I said, most of them are well dressed. You recognize Erastus Goddard in this photo, as well as Mayor Seidel
of
Arkham. A couple other prominent figures in the city, and you do also see on the end is in fact Goodman Gray.
I knew it.
What, the end on the right or the left?
Left.
Stage left.
Stage left.
Why is on that? I don't know.
Is he the guy kind of hanging out? You can, on the right.
Yeah, he's the guy hanging out on the right.
Kind of hanging out a little bit.
Yeah.
The guy on the right looks like he's disapparating.
What did you get on your spot hidden?
13. I got 13.
A 24. Yeah, he got a 13, and I got 13. A 24. Okay. So, hard success.
Okay, so one thing you do also notice is that on the hands of some of these guys, Mayor Seidel and Goodman Gray specifically, or you can't tell Goodman Gray, he's got his hands behind his back, and a bunch of these do, but Mayor Seidel also looks like he's wearing a very similar ring to Erastus Goddard.
Hey, Sammy.
What?
Sammy, they're part of that college thing.
Holy shit, Billy.
The Illuminati.
Alright, so as you guys also succeeded on your spot hidden, you are spotting some moments that you could have a chance to maybe do something to catch one of the other guys' attention. If one of you want to go for it, I will give you advantage. You'll get a bonus die on your roll, your stealth roll, or your sleight of hand roll.
Flip him off.
Ooh. I was gonna be like right at him.
So if you want to take the chance, you did succeed on it, so you will get, you're waiting until you think you'll have a better chance of not being seen, so you'll get a bonus die on that roll.
I'm gonna,
if you choose.
I want to sneak out of the room and or at least Bakersfield.
You want to try and sneak out of the room?
Oh yeah.
You're gonna get
okay.
Quad.
So
if I get a freaking
so if you're
thing,
if you're doing something big like trying to sneak out of the room, I'm not going to give you a bonus die.
Whoa!
The bonus die was just for doing like a quick small gesture.
All right.
Sneaking out of the room is a whole different.
Oh, you're animal. Talking like that's, just talking. Big... You mean just like talking to Billy, trying to communicate
just
with him?
Acknowledge that you guys.
Yeah,
are both
if you
awake.
Want to try and. Yeah, if you want to try and make a gesture or something at him to try and catch his eye, so you can let him know that you've. That.
All right.
I mean, you don't actually know if he's awake
flash
either, so you're just trying to maybe catch his eye and hope that he sees you.
I'm going to nut tap Billy then.
Okay.
Nut tap him.
All right, so
I'm not
gonna
going
that.
To do that. I'm going to let him know that I'm, aware.
Self-aware.
Okay. So what do you want to do? Just kind of lean out and just glance over at him, try and catch his eye?
Yeah.
Going to give him the look.
I'm going to give him the look.
All right, the look. Okay. Yeah. Why didn't you just say something?
Sorry, my bad.
The look.
Perfect, yeah.
Billy knows the look.
Oh, he knows
the
look.
All right, you can make I'll let you make a stealth or a sleight of hand roll, whichever one you
I'll
want.
I'll do stealth.
I'll let you choose. Okay.
That's a 29. Here we go.
Okay. And you have a bonus die.
Yeah, I failed on both.
Oh, bummer.
Oh.
So I accidentally fart and they recognize me.
Billy, give him the look.
Billy, give me the look.
Yeah, you start to lean out to give him the look.
And he looks
away. You
feel
like you unintentionally made the look way too intense. And you feel like maybe it's going to catch someone's eye, or maybe he just won't see it. You're not sure. You've badly calibrated your look, so you don't know if he's going to catch it or if somebody else is going to see it. But Simmy, would you like to push the roll?
Do I get a bonus die?
Extra bonus?
No, you get a roll with another bonus die.
Oh, give me a bonus.
So
die.
You can roll again with your bonus
caught.
Die.
I'm not going to get caught.
You only got a 29.
All right. Well, you got to risk it for the Trisket.
That's true, but this is a big Trisket.
So you're going to try and lean out even farther. Make the look even more intense.
You're going to fall over.
I'm like, Billy, look at me.
With the chance that...
He's like, look up here. Look
is this a Mrs. Featherbottom situation where he's leaning even harder down?
Yeah.
All right, here I go. This feels like a bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyways. I push in the roll.
All right, I love
it. Wait, what happens if I fail, though?
Let's do this.
You fall over, obviously.
You get a no.
Oh, I don't get to know? Fail, yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
Everyone else, someone else catches your eye.
Oh, a five. Oh, five. That's an extreme success. Heck yeah.
Gosh dang it. I was so excited for you to fail.
I do. I have a...
I just want you to fail at something.
I tiptoe around him. I whisper stuff, all my plans into his ear. I'm like, hey, let's command of wisdom both of these guys. I do all of it.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon.
Yes.
As you're kind of leaning out, like, you didn't feel like you gave enough of the look the first time. And so you enhance the intensity of the look. You lean out a little bit farther.
My blue steel.
Maybe a little bit closer to him.
Increased into a smolder.
Yeah, just going.
He's like right in my face.
And as you do, Billy, you do notice Dr. Simeon now leaning out and looking directly at you, looking into your eye, giving you the look.
It's like it's
okay. I turn and wink at him.
Yeah, you give him a wink.
I give him a wink.
Okay, cool. So,
and a smile.
So, Simmy, you look over.
He gives him a wink and a smile.
You see, Billy McConnell makes eye contact with you and gives you a wink
and a smile.
Pew pew pew.
And then finger guns.
And he remembers the days when he saw his legs.
And then you guys both
finger guns.
Both high five. Okay, no, you just wink, so you guys both kind of acknowledge each other with the look and the wink.
Okay.
The standard
I look at him. I looked at him already, okay?
I've never looked at another guy before.
Do you want me to just... So Billy McConnell, you now know that Dr. Simeon is, in fact, claustrophobic.
Wait, what? No, I can't know that about me. I told you that in confidence.
I knew you were always claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic? That's a pretty deep cut Ninja Turtles movie part one reference for you guys there, if you want to look that one up.
Casey Jones.
Yeah, Casey Jones. All right, Major Bakersfield.
I'm free.
You're sawing. You're cutting. You're sawing and cutting and cutting. And now you start to feel...
What do they call you in the war?
The ropes around you start to snap.
I burst them.
As they call them.
I burst my bonds.
Okay. Do you want to make a strength roll?
Yeah.
As now you're cutting through and they're starting to see if they're loose enough to break.
All right. 63 out of 80.
Ooh.
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. Major Bakersfield.
But I do that silently.
You're sawing.
I'm cutting.
And you hear a snap, and then you flex.
Goes Super Saiyan.
I do like
just from the sheer power of your flex.
Gaston flex. But I don't make a noise.
And your shirt pops open and shows how you're covered in hair.
Yeah, every last inch of me is covered in hair.
This is perfect. Really flexed.
Yeah.
Once I can feel that the ropes are loose enough, I really start like just trying to rip out of them.
Okay, yeah.
But I try to be quiet. Like, I don't want to make a ton of noise and make it obvious and I'm breaking free.
Right. Okay, so yeah. So you feel them snap and they give once you put your muscle into it after you felt that first give. And you are able to remove your bonds.
My James Bonds.
So, Major Bakersfield.
Yes.
You are now free.
Woo! I jump out the window. Run away.
You guys hear glass shatter from the room next to you.
You'll never catch me.
And the sound of retreating footsteps.
No, I go over and I stand like behind the door. So like if someone were to walk in, I'm behind the door and I will have the element of surprise. And okay. But I kind of like put my ear to the wall to try and like listen to what's going on outside. Are there any other doors in the room besides the one?
Yes, there's a door. So there's the door you're up against, and then so you were sitting in the chair and you were facing, so the door was to your left, and the fireplace. And so once you get up and you turn towards the door, you notice there's another door behind you. And then straight ahead of you there is a window that looks out on a porch. And there is also a window behind you. So if you turn around, there's some stairs. There's a door. There's a door behind you.
Oh, and there's stairs behind him. Yes.
Keep going.
So there's a door behind you. There was the door that was to the left. And on the wall has the door that's behind you, there's also a window on that wall, and then there's a window on the wall to the right of you.
All right, do I
looking out?
See, what do I see out the window? Is that like quick glance? Is there anything like worthy of note?
It's me.
Like, do I see the street out of one of them?
So going from your initial orientation of sitting in that chair with the fireplace to your left. So the wall to your right, there was a window. It looks out on what just looks like a backyard with grass and some trees and some sidewalks. The window that was straight ahead of you looks out on a porch that has some stairs going down that lead also to that backyard. And then the window that was behind you, that's on the same wall as that door, that one also looks out to the backyard. And you see the wall of... So it looks like that door behind you leads to somewhere else in the house, because out of the window behind you, you see a wall not that far off to the side of that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, basically the door behind you, even though there's also a window on that wall, it doesn't look like they both lead outside, because from the outside window, you can see... the wall of the house.
Okay.
Like, this part of the house juts out a little bit. And then you are up against the door that was on the left that's next to the fireplace.
Alright, I better not take off, because I know that both McConnell and Can't Stand Your Bits are here, and I don't want to leave them, because I know that they're under some kind of spell, obviously, or something's wrong with them.
I notice him peeking through the door, and I say, Bakersfield!
Yeah, out of the spell.
I see his look.
Bakersfield. All right, let's jump him on three.
I give him the look.
I give him the jump him look.
So here you go, Sam. I just sent you a little clip of your room, since I didn't feel like my description was very good.
Why is it so blurry?
Why are you so blurry?
All right.
So yeah, the window that has the where you look into the backyard, you see a backyard, and then farther back there's a fence, and then you see more houses beyond that, which, as you would expect, being in this part of the city in Arkham, more other nice, you know, large estate type houses that are in this area.
Trying to decide if I should wait and attack whoever comes in, or if I should sneak out and try and peek in any other windows on the outside. But I'm worried. Bakersfield's pretty wrecked at this point. So no matter what I do, it's kind of sketch.
You are feeling a little worse for wear. For sure.
Alright, I think I'll hang out where I'm at, and I'll just kind of get behind the door like I was saying.
Okay.
And I end my turn.
Okay, so you want to be behind the door, so like if they open it, you'll be hiding behind the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they come out of the other door, then I retroactively hide behind that door.
Okay, perfect. All right, so back in the foyer, conversations keep going.
Billy!
And Goddard continues talking with Devin Black. He says, look, we need to get answers, but don't do anything that we're going to regret. I don't want the police here. I don't want a bunch of blood all over my carpet in there. We need answers. So Devin's just, he's standing there, he's nodding his head. He's like, yeah, sir. Sorry, sir. Yeah. I'll try to take it easy. But look, he's not talking in there. Like, if we don't turn the screws a little bit. Look, do what you can. Get some answers, but do not kill him. Okay, yeah, you got a boss. So, and then he looks around, he says, where is Gray? And then Devin nods his head, you know, slumps his shoulders a little bit, tail between his legs, turns back, and starts heading towards that door again.
I kill him.
Okay. He dies suddenly from being killed.
You're good at this game.
From being killed.
Yeah.
Woo,
nice.
Yeah.
He solved my riddle.
Good move. Woo. I just kill them all.
Okay.
Gotta kill them all. Gotta cut them all.
All right. So, Major Baker's
yeah.
Skill. The door opens. Okay. He dies.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we still have all of our stuff, like revolvers and knives and whatever gear we had on us?
Yeah, they didn't really come near us, did they?
Like, is my gun still strapped to my hip?
I feel like a roll is needed here. What
okay.
kind of roll?
All right, yeah. I like that. I like that. Why don't we do that? So,
luck?
Yeah, luck.
What are we rolling?
Luck be a lady.
All right, both of you guys can make a luck roll.
Oh, come on. I only got 23 luck.
Because you spend it all beefing the defenses.
What is my luck? I got 62. That's not bad. All right, here we go, Billy.
I only have 23 luck.
54. Success.
Woo-hoo. I got a 34. Not
it seems
a success.
Like it would be weird, though, that they would remember to take Donnie's guns, but not Abe's.
True.
That's true. You'd think they would check Billy because he's an officer, but the psychologist is kind of worthless, so they might
right.
overlook
he's
that.
He's not even a real right. doctor.
I just feel like they would take both or neither.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
I agree with Pete. So he took. All right. They didn't take it at all.
We'll do a weighted a weighted average of the two lucks.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Let
thanks,
me put this into
accountant.
Yeah. Let me put this into Excel real quick.
Do the math real quick.
All right, Pete. Pull up Excel.
I got 23.
Account
this
for us.
How much do you have? How much do you have, Abe?
I think you failed.
62.
So 62
I'm sure
plus 23 divided by 2.
Rule for group rolls.
No, do 80. So what did you roll?
34.
Abe, what did you roll?
54.
You guys failed. 88 out of 85.
Ooh.
I spend 3 luck.
you get that much farther.
You failed. 85 out of 82.
I stealthily throw my luck out the door to Billy.
I can't find the rule on group rolls, so we're just going to go with that. Pete's accounting. And so, by
yes.
virtue of Seth
finally
stabbing you guys in the back,
pizza counting?
And Seth's
dumb
and pizza counting,
idiot,
you guys are, in fact, not armed.
We do got Command of the Wizard, though, Abe. Don't forget about that.
Just put him in a little cardboard box next to the door or something.
They're just sitting
in a little cardboard box next to the door. So they came in and they were able to disarm you guys, though any time they got close to the box, you would whip it away from them, Billy.
Okay, so do I know where they put our guns?
Yeah, they put them in a little cardboard box next to the door.
In your butt.
Oh, I pull right out of my butt and shoot them.
Oh, okay. So Bakersfield, you don't notice your guns, as you were dragged in unconscious. So, Major Bakersfield... The door opens. And a person walks into the room and he looks over and he goes, what the?
Howdy, y'all. It's Tallahassee Turner. Thanks so much for allowing us to serenade you with the wonderful melody of Arkham Horror. We'd be much obliged if you'd sign up on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, where we've published over 30 bonus episodes, including scenarios like A Helping Hand, Under a Winter's Snow, The Disintegrator, Operation Thunderdome, and a soon-to-be-released original scenario by yours truly called Hotel Del Mar. You'll also find our show called As a Psychologist, where we recap the scenarios we play. You'll have access to original music, the handouts we use in the games, discount coupons for our merch store at arkhamrpg.com/shop, and so much more. It's like having your own buried treasure chest with no booty traps around. Thanks so much for all your support. Stay whipping, be adventurous, and keep your wits about.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.